If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
That's right. We love sports. We love volleyball. We love volleyball game. 720 WGN with John Landecker with Olympic volleyball star Max Holt. Max, so pleased that you came in. Everybody's commenting on your extreme height.
Yeah, I am a tall boy. Thank you so much for having me. I managed to not hit my head on any of your doorways here, so we started off good.
6'9", do I have that right?
6'9", yes. 6'9". Well, 6'10", on a good
6'10",
day.
6'10", okay. And a professional volleyball player.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of things I want to get to about this, but it occurred to me as I was thinking of interviewing you tonight that I think most of us at some point in our lives have played some version of volleyball, whether it's just, you know, something very, very, very casual in the backyard on a picnic, maybe with family and friends, and maybe a little more serious than that. But getting up to the Olympic level, I think everybody knows what I'm talking about and what that looks like. And you're like 6'10", okay? And like you've got, I was just picturing myself on the other side of the net, and you're coming down and you're like, is the word spike? Is that the correct term?
Yeah, you say spike, you say hit. You could, yeah.
Okay. And it's coming right to me from you, and you're 6'10"?
Yeah, I'd be careful.
No kidding.
I'd be careful if I were you.
I'd be in the fetal position.
Well, so that's how I started out. I started playing in one of my aunt and uncles had a net in their backyard, yeah, and at a cookout or something, just like you said, and that's how I started. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that I would, first off, that I would have shot up to be 6'10". So, well, you gotta have that on your side too. But then imagining that I'd end up playing for my country and representing the States and winning medals, you know, and so.
So, well, football, yeah, okay, so there's a lot there. So, but first of all, you are, you know, we've established your physical prowess there. And there's a lot of other sports that would be trying to lure you, I would think. Basketball, football, baseball. How did you get down to volleyball?
I love basketball. I played basketball my entire life. My dad was actually my basketball coach in elementary school. And I was too skinny, I think. I was too skinny. Volleyball was more natural for me. It got to a point where I was a sophomore in high school that I had to make a decision, and I never thought that I would have had a future in volleyball. And here I had college coaches talking to me as a junior in high school. So my mom and dad were like, well, you might want to think about volleyball. You could have a serious future. You could get a scholarship to go to play in college. And basketball was never really an option for me to do that. Of course, as soon as I quit basketball my next year in high school, the basketball coaches come. I hit a huge growth spurt, and then they come crawling back. But yeah, I'm glad that it worked out the way it did.
Yeah, but you went beyond just the college. You were in the Olympics. You won medals for the United States playing Olympic volleyball. You're now a professional volleyball player. Who do you play for?
Most recently, I was in Shanghai, China, of all places, believe it or not. I've spent most of my career, though, in Europe, in Italy, North Italy. My 11 seasons I played over there. So my life has basically been going overseas, playing for various clubs in Europe or Asia, or I was in Russia for a couple seasons. And then we'd come back, and everybody, because we don't have a men's league here in the in the States, we would all kind of meet up here. The national team players I'm talking about, and we're based in Orange County, California, so we'd meet up there, and then we'd train for whatever tournament that we were playing in the summer, which, the big one here this summer is the one that I'm kind of here promoting. It's the VNL.
Yes, which is what we're going to get to right now.
Yeah, coming to Chicago at the end of the month. So
tell us about it.
Well, so that's a tournament that is hosted every summer. It takes place every summer, and teams are traveling all across the globe. Chicago has hosted it before. They hosted it, I want to say 2019 was the last time that it was here. And so you just have a collection of the best teams. You have the top teams, men's and women's, in the world that are competing. And I think Chicago's lucky enough to witness or come together and watch some of these teams mm-hmm. play.
This will be at the...
The Now Arena in Hoffman Estates. So Hoffman not too Estate, far, yeah.
Yeah, from Hoffman Estates, June 25th to the 29th. Yeah.
Yes.
They... hosting the men's 2025 volleyball nations league.
Yeah, so you're going to see the United States. You're going to see Italy. You're going to see Brazil. You're going to see Poland. And if you know volleyball, then you know those are the big boys. If you don't know volleyball, and if you know your experience has kind of been what your experience has been, just in the backyard or whatnot, still come out and see it. You know, I know you got a ton of sports teams here, and you got some very loyal fans of various sports, but you might enjoy yourself.
I think volleyball on the college and Olympic and professional level is a fantastic sport. I have a friend of mine who got a scholarship to play volleyball for women's volleyball for Notre Dame. I mean, it's a real deal, and I think it's very exciting, and I hope that a lot of people attend this. As I was getting ready to talk to you, I thought I'd look up some volleyball terms. These are actual volleyball terms, I'm told.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Let's hear them.
Campfire.
I haven't heard that since I played, since I was a young lad. I don't even remember what that means.
Well, according to this... volleyball source online.
Is this ChatGPT?
No.
Okay.
Well, who knows? It could be. When a ball lands in the middle of several players and then they watch it hit the floor.
Campfire, yep.
That's a campfire.
That's a campfire. You don't really see that on my level, and you're not going to see a lot of campfires. So if you're coming to see campfires, then you might not enjoy
that. That's right. Only you can prevent campfires. We're going to do more volleyball when we come back. We'll serve it up on 720 WGN.
Comes up.
I'm told that that's a volleyball reference. Here comes the boom.
Here comes the boom, yeah.
Yeah. I Google volleyball music, and they go, here comes the boom. Okay, if you say so. John Landecker at 720 WGN talking to volleyball star Max Holt. But just a bit of the credentials, if you don't mind, a bit of the resume. Bronze medalist at the 2016-2024 Summer Olympics, gold medal at the 2014 World League, 2015 World Cup, and 2023 World Cup. Did I leave anything out? I might have.
No. That'll do.
That'll do?
Okay. My memory's not great anyway, so...
Besides, you know, you get one of these volleyball medals, you know, you've seen them all.
You've seen them all.
I kid.
You can't even wear multiple at a time anyways. They get way down your neck. You know, you get all kinds of problems.
So this event is brought to us by something called Volleyball World, right? Which is this organization.
Volleyball World, yes.
Yeah. And that's why you're here. Now, you're not going to be playing. But you'll be appearing, answering questions.
Who knows? You know? They could have me doing all kinds of stuff. I'm on the whatever they want from me. You know, I'm just. But no, I'm not going to be playing. I'm not going to be doing any campfires or anything.
Right. No campfires. So continuing on this educational rabbit hole that I went down. I found out something called a mintonette, all right? A mintonette, right? So you have a net in volleyball.
Yes.
Right. So there was a guy way back in time in 1895 named William Morgan.
Oh, God.
And he was good friends with James Naismith, who invented basketball,
mm-hmm.
right? So Morgan wants to come up with a game that's not quite as, doesn't require as much athletic activity as basketball does, and can be played with families and indoors. And he eventually develops this, he develops volleyball from this whole conversation with James Naismith, the guy that invented basketball. They were buds, and not ironically, they both have, quote, nets. The nets are obviously different, but that's my little educational volleyball moment for tonight. Thank you.
So I'm actually a terrible ambassador of the sport because I didn't even know that.
Well, I didn't know it. Who knows that?
No, so I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
No. I mean, you have to. I was just looking stuff up, and it was there.
I will say, though, that I would argue that you talk about athleticism. Yes, of course, basketball, some of those guys can do some wild stuff. But you come and watch a volleyball match at our level, you'll see some things on par, if not more athletic.
Oh, I have no, I am.
And I would go as far as to say, I would challenge some of the top NBA. Who is the best NBA player right now? Who's the most athletic guy?
Oh, man. Come on, Jack.
Is Michael Jordan still playing?
No. Jack, who's the best NBA player right now?
I don't know why I'm blanking. I mean, SGA and OKC just won MVP.
SGA, okay, but I'm talking about most athletic. Would it still be Giannis?
Giannis, maybe Anthony Edwards in Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Anthony Edwards, okay.
Yeah? What are you doing?
I would challenge him to a game of basketball and some sort of competition where we measure our athleticism and have his athleticism translate to the volleyball court. I don't think it would hold up as well as my athleticism translating to the basketball court. I'm saying volleyball players are more athletic than basketball players. That's what I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening.
And you heard it for
you are listening to Volleyball Trash Talk right here on 720 WGN. Who knew?
And you just told the whole world basically that we invented basketball too, the volleyball. I mean, we basically invented basketball, right?
Well, no,
it's, we both have nets
together. They had the basketball first.
I know,
right?
I'm kidding.
So, oh, okay. Well, if you actually take a look, there's pictures and photos with these people in, what did I say, 1895, who were playing volleyball indoors because they wanted something indoors. I mean, needless to say, that is an obviously long, long time ago. Yeah, so volleyball has a big heritage, I think, that a lot of us are not aware of, and also a level of play that a lot of us may be aware of, but don't really understand it on the level that you play, which is why I think it'd be great to attend this event that is being held in Chicago. And as I understand, teams are coming from all over. All over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah, all over the
world. The
top
teams, the best of the best.
Yeah, and this is once again being held, where did I put it? Hoffman Estates.
Now Arena,
Hoffman Estates, and between June 25th and 29th, and you can get tickets, I'm guessing, online, or more than likely.
Volleyball World.
Volleyball World.
I'm guessing .com, I'm pretty sure. Yes,
yeah.
.com, I'm getting the head nod, yes.
From your volleyball entourage?
From my entourage.
Do you have an entourage?
There's at least 20 people here in the studio.
Well, I want you to go out there and tell everybody about this whole thing going back to 1895,
okay.
and women in long dresses indoors playing the first version of volleyball.
Yeah.
And then Spalding, okay, they copyrighted a new ball. I mean, it's a pretty cool story, quite frankly. I just didn't even, of a game that we're all very, very accustomed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that, so I do appreciate the history lesson.
I have to say that even though, many of us played in backyards and things like that, that doesn't mean that it wasn't competitive, because some of us are just bad sports, no matter what level we're playing on, and that includes myself. So,
oh, come on.
Yeah. How much training, by the way, for, to play professional volleyball?
Oh, it is, I mean, well, I would say to get to the level that I got to I mean, you're sacrificing your entire life, essentially. You're playing year-round. You don't get more than a couple weeks off from training. Wow. And you're essentially going from overseas right to California, where we were based, and you're training for these tournaments. And then the big one, obviously, is the Olympics at the end of the quad, the four-year quad. But this one is big, too. This is a big tournament. The VNL is, you know, every summer, and it's a really big opportunity for a lot of players, especially younger players, to showcase their talents. And you know, there's world rankings involved, and everything adds up, so it's... There's a lot on the line, and there's money on the line, too. You know, you can make some money if you...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pay the bills.
Of course you do, especially since you're devoting your entire life to this.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in, Max.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
When is the next time that you're going to play? I know you're not playing in this, but where are you scheduled to...
Well, if you're going to invite me over for your backyard barbecue, I feel I figured we were going to
have... Hey, kids, listen, neighborhood home. Listen, neighbors, I got an idea. Why don't we have some... You want to play volleyball after we have the cookout?
Okay.
Sure, yeah. Sure. I think I got a ringer. Look at... and you can come in. Yeah, at 6:10. thanks. I appreciate you coming in, Max.
Yeah.
I hope that this is a very successful endeavor for volleyball world and you and everybody involved in volleyball. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, people of Chicago, come on out. Thank you.
You betcha.